Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Hour number two begins. It is 7:06. Your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome on this happy hump day, Trump day. Top story, government shutdown, day 22. There's a lot of other things going on, and we'll get right to it. I just want to remind you, the 2025 Bikers on Parade charity ride is going on again this year, honoring our veterans and the 250th celebration of defending freedom since 1775. And this is put together and benefits the American Hometown Veteran Assist. It's a 501c3 that helps hometown veterans. So it is Saturday, November the 8th. Saturday, November 8th. It's going to be here before you know it. For more information, just Google Bikers on Parade 2025. Get registered. And that is going to be a fantastic ride indeed. Okay. North Carolina. Man says he was shot by an angry motorist. What?
Oh, no.
Mark Thomas, who owns a river rafting business in the Nantahala Gorge. Whitewater rafting, Greg?
No way.
Many times.
Don't
love
like
it. Been down the Nantahala. Easy going there. Nantahala's piece of cake. Means land of the noonday sun. Hmm. Because basically up from the gorge, the mountains on both sides kind of rise up, so they only get sun in the middle
of
the day. Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Oh, and when they let the water out from the bottom of the reservoir, that's dammed up, that water comes out sometimes 40, 50, 60 degrees. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
That's cold.
Been in it. Mm. Don't stay in it too long. You get numb.
Breakage.
Anyway, so he owns a river rafting business. He was relaxing at his home on September 6th. He told Fox that, he checked his security cameras after seeing a man wearing an Antifa-style mask, got out of a Jeep Cherokee to look at a Trump banner attached to a bus. Because, that's what they do. You get on a bus, they take you up river and drop you off.
Yeah.
So he's probably got several of them, but anyway, he's got one there. And his 87-year-old mother's home is where he was at, and so sure enough, on security tape it does show up, and the man, identified by police as Benjamin Michael Campbell, 38, was allegedly speeding, by the way, before abruptly stopping and removing the banner. And look, like I say, I've been on my motorcycle, truck, everything. I've been up through that area many times, and I can tell you, it's Trump country.
No, I can imagine.
It's Trump country. In fact, pretty much get outside of Asheville, and it's all Trump country.
But then there's Asheville.
Asheville's a little different. Anyway.
Yeah, they're a little weird.
Anyway, so the guy who's relaying the story, he says, look, being a Second Amendment believer, and seeing this guy tearing down his, he says, I reached over, I grabbed my rifle and took off out on the porch. He said he fired two warning shots into the air before this Campbell guy got back into his vehicle and opened fire through his sunroof.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then, of course, he hauls butt. But wait, he returns just moments later to fire more shots.
Whoa.
Striking a refrigerator inside the home.
Now you cross the line when you attack the refrigerator.
Now, remember, the guy looked like he was kind of Antifa-ish in his clothing and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's tearing down a Trump sign. Okay. So there's some information for you. His name's Benjamin Michael Campbell. He's 38 years old. Guess what? He's an accountant in Atlanta.
Wow.
He's an accountant.
Oh, my goodness.
And I get it. You're an accountant. You need some kind of an adrenaline rush from time to time. But no, you can't what you did. He fled police. He fled before the police got there. They caught up with him September 30th and extradited him to North Carolina. He faces charges including felony assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill or inflict serious injury, discharging a firearm within an enclosure or into an enclosure to incite fear, and willful and wanton injury to personal property. And, you know, the guy on the porch, he was like, wait a second. This guy's a professional? He's in his late 30s?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? I guess maybe he thought it was just some random punk. I don't know. But, some of these people, they just see a Trump sign and they just snap. The whole time I'm thinking, this is some 20-year-old kid, and he'll figure things out eventually. Wow. I thought, you know, son, you're going to live another day. And then I come to find out the guy's 38 years old and an accountant. And he's wearing a full Antifa outfit. Yep. So, and, you know, his mother's there. The guy shoots into the house. Mm. I mean, this is crazy. Because of a Trump sign.
Yep.
That's how unbalanced these people are. Trump derangement syndrome.
It's real.
It is absolutely real. All right. Trump's talking about bringing in Argentinian beef.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he met with the leader in Argentina not too long ago. Anyway, a group of House Republicans, though, they're raising concerns about the potential effects. And, you know, that's a big deal here in Florida, obviously.
Sure. Yeah.
One of your top cattle-raising states. So, you know, Donald Trump seemed to be, you know, open to this whole idea. And America's cattle producers are among the most resilient, hardworking people in the nation. These were Republicans who got together and wrote this collectively. And they said, collectively, the cattle industry supports thousands of jobs across our districts, contributes $112 billion to rural economies nationwide. In recent days, we have heard strong concerns from producers regarding reports that the U.S. may import beef from Argentina. Well, when he was talking to the president of Argentina, Javier Milei, that was one of the things apparently that was discussed. And the Republicans acknowledged the importance of strong trade relations and diverse markets, but added that beef producers in their districts are seeking clarity on how this decision will be made, what safety and inspection standards will apply, and how this policy aligns with the administration's commitment to strengthening American agriculture. You know, that's a good question for Florida Ag Commissioner mm-hmm. Wilton Simpson.
Absolutely.
And so we'll have him on, what, next week? We'll ask him about that. This will be, I'm going to set this aside and try to get some answers on that. Now, look, Trump's theory is, if you bring in some more beef, It maybe would create a little bit more of a competitive situation, thereby lowering prices for consumers,
right. Which
is beneficial to consumers. But if it hurts beef producers, and they're American,
right?
That's not a good thing.
You need a balance in there.
You try to find, you try to see if you can strike a balance. And so anyway, there's a little perspective for you, and that is something that. That is going on as we speak. All right. Protesters getting crazy again, this time going after ICE agents and a raid they were attempting to conduct in Chinatown. And vendors were allegedly selling counterfeit goods. It's Chinatown.
Yeah.
That's why people go there.
Yeah.
They buy the counterfeit purses and stuff.
Love that Rolex you got there, Bob.
$50.
Hey, such a deal.
Yeah, I can wear it for an hour and then my wrist turns green.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll talk about that raid and a whole lot more. And somebody who's in jail, and I hope he's still there in Ocala, says one of the threats he made allegedly was, I will skin you before I kill myself. You don't hear that very often.
That's not a no, not at all.
No.
No.
So we'll get to that eventually, maybe after everybody eats breakfast.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because coming up next, it's your turn. What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Well, good morning and welcome, my friends. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 7:21 and it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Welcome. And it's also time for What's Bugging You? This is where you call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is. Large issue, small issue, doesn't matter. You'll feel better if you call in and let it out. 877-975-9825, and it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Greg!
Yes. Oh, I do have one, now that you say that. So I'm not complaining in the sense that I'm glad that gas prices are now below $3 a gallon overall, but I have to say, when I was coming back from Myrtle Beach a few days ago, I'm traveling along and I'm looking at gas prices. I'm like, $2.49? $2.47? $2.45?
Wow.
What? And I thought to myself, I need to stop now, even though I don't need to fill up, and fill up. And I didn't. I waited until I crossed the Florida border. It was $2.98. I'm like, why didn't I stop?
But when we cry about $2.98.
Oh, I know. I get it. But $2.45 was nicer.
I mean, can you imagine? What do you think the prices would be, seriously, if, like, Kamala was the president?
$75 a gallon.
You know, along the same lines, what's bugging me, I'm usually pretty good about getting gas, you know, when I'm on my way home or whatever, you know, and I have the later model car that tells you, okay, you've got 48 miles left, and I never run it down real low on purpose. And so I guess I didn't see it. I missed it yesterday that it was getting low. And, you know, headed to work this morning. Well, I went to a different service station than I normally do, and I'm just running it. It's going to be a quick, you know, quick hit and a go, because I'm kind of I'm on time, but I don't have any time to spare.
It's like a NASCAR pit stop. You're going to go
exactly.
Yes.
And so I put the pump on, you know, and I jack it up to where it's at its fastest pace, you know, and don't even look at it initially just to make sure it's going. And I do the front window, the back window. And all that's done, and it had only pumped 3 gallons of gas in all that time.
Oh, that's frustrating.
So, you know, you grab the handle and you squeeze it further, and if it made a difference, it wasn't much. And I waited. I ended up, that's the first time I couldn't get $10 worth of gas.
Oh, well, I wonder why you had texted and said, I'm running about 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
I just know you get, you know, antsy, and I understand that.
It's like, oh, is Bob going to show up?
Because, you know, if I oversleep, you know, we're already like then 40 minutes behind.
Yeah, right.
So
well, I get that. And there's a gas station I used to go to that would happen on a regular basis. And my friend Wayne says they need to change their filters.
That's what's slowing it down.
Yep.
Yeah. So what's bugging me is a slow gas pump. Shep, good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, you know, I heard you talk about buying a fake Rolex, and a number of years ago, I purchased a new car. And my coworkers, who said they could never afford a new car, and they work the same job I do, they were absolutely convinced and spread rumors that I was on some secret company payroll. Well, I figured I wanted to continue the ruse a little bit. And I looked everywhere to try to find someone to sell me a fake Rolex just so I can get some more rumors started. I mean, there's never a shyster around when you want one. That's what's bugging me.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Never a shyster around. I mean, I did. I bought mine from a guy who would sell jewelry. Like,
sure.
He would go car lot to car lot, and he had other stops, too. But we called him Fat Man. That was, you know, and he, I mean, yeah, that's what you called him.
Okay.
And he was fat, and
he was a man. So
there, because fat man's coming by, and so you buy the gold nugget ring, and I bought one of those watches.
Yes,
and like presidential. Mine had diamonds in it and everything.
Ooh.
Of course, none of it was real.
Well, no detail.
And but you don't see him around that much anymore.
Yes,
yeah.
Where's a good shyster? Well,
everybody's
when you need
caught
one.
On. It's like that's not real because you're wearing it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me, it's kind of a depressing thing. It's how, like, the news cycle is constantly dominated by war and conflict such as Israel, Hamas, Russia, Ukraine, and the government shutdown. It's kind of like they should take word from Rodney King and the L.A. riots of 1993. Can't we all just get along? But in the case of these war makers, they should be asking themselves, can't we all just get a bong? It's just very – I wish there was a good news channel. Thanks.
Can't we all just get a bong? Wow. Yeah. I don't know about all that, but there is marijuana's in the news again. We'll dig into it a little bit later. But in the meantime, let's talk to Beth. Good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is 74 million people voted Trump in, but 7 million people got together and called him a king this last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they...
Maybe. Who knows?
No, it is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was voted for.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the election was held, and he didn't... I don't remember him trying to be king the first time.
No, no. Although they did say he was not going to leave the White House. We'd have to drag him out.
Well, they're saying that again. Some are.
Yeah, but it didn't happen last time, so.
Exactly.
You know.
All right, well, Yeah, headline, Democrats saying silly things. You could just run that every day, talk about a news cycle. It is 727. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up at 8:05, we're going to check in with Congresswoman Kat Kamick. That's coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Oh, I have some friendly breakfast banter I'll share with you here in a minute. 7:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, day 22 of the government shutdown. I will skin you before I kill myself. That's what an Ocala man said, jailed for texting threats to the ex's new boyfriend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is this the friendly breakfast banter you were teasing?
Indeed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
47-year-old Ocala man arrested over the weekend, allegedly sent multiple threatening text messages to his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend. Yep, male victim contacted Marion County Sheriff's Office, advised that his friend, Jeffrey Stephen Menkema, had threatened to kill him via text messages. The victim stated that he began dating Menkema's ex-girlfriend approximately a year ago, which made Menkema very upset, according to the arrest report.
Apparently.
Deputy reviewed the victim's cell phone, observed that the victim had received numerous text messages from Menkema between the hours of 1:39 a.m. and 2:15 a.m. on Saturday. That's kind of early.
Mm-hmm.
Those alleged messages, including, "You're such a piece of expletive, expletive, I can't wait to kill you. I will expletive kill you, expletive, expletive, piece of expletive. Funny that you don't confront me. Guess you are afraid of dying, you little expletive."
You kiss your mama with that mouth?
No.
Mm.
"Please meet me anywhere you want. I will blanking kill you. Go ahead, press charges as soon as I know you do. I will blanking skin you.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Before I kill myself, and I will enjoy it. You don't even realize who the bad word you messed with. Answer me.
Wow.
You bleep piece of bleep. I'm coming for you. It's hard to get through
that
whole statement.
But we do get the point, though. He is upset.
I think you do.
He is upset.
Well, and he has a potty mouth.
And the
words that I could say is, I'm going to skin you.
That was the nice part.
I know.
Yeah,
that's pretty scary.
I mean, come on. He's already, she's already your ex-girlfriend. Okay. So at that point, you know.
And it's really hard to get back together with an ex while you're in jail. That's the thing you got to think about.
Or killed yourself after you skinned the new boyfriend.
Well, that too.
That does not make them want to come back to you.
When the Popo came for a little visit, he said, oh, man, I was drunk and just being stupid. Sorry about that. You're placed under arrest anyway. Mm-hmm. And he remains in custody. His bond is set at $25,000, being charged with making a written threat to kill or cause great bodily harm. I would say skinning someone would, at the very least, be great.
Oh, that's some harm
bodily
to the body.
Harm? Yeah, that sounds...
That'll leave a mark.
Well, it sounds uncomfortable, to say the least.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think
And some people aren't comfortable in their own skin.
That's true.
But that doesn't mean they want you to take it from them.
No.
You know what I mean?
And I think this original boyfriend's a little thin-skinned, just saying.
Now, there's an excellent point. If we're going to get into
Get over it, dude. Move on.
If we're going to go deep into the dermis of this conversation.
How many layers can we go?
Mm-hmm. Got a scalpel? Mm. All right. Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Which is, has never been great, but it is helpful from time to time.
But it's people's opinion.
Well.
It's not factual necessarily.
Well, now, hold on now.
Yeah?
Well, they have like a committee.
Oh, my.
They have a committee, and it's part of the Wikimedia Foundation, and they own Wikipedia. So there are like overseers, shall we say.
Okay. So is it depending on if they agree with you or not, maybe?
Maybe.
And their opinions?
A Polish Wikipedia editor earlier this year complained about religious discrimination to a committee that enforces the quote-unquote code of conduct imposed by the Wikimedia Foundation. The editor expressed opposition to LGBT ideology, citing Bible verses condemning it in his profile on a Discord Wikipedia chat group.
Okay.
Prompting mockery and insults from others. Members of the committee rejected his claims and suggested instead the Bible verses were a violation.
So Wikipedia or Wikimedia or whatever else rhymes with it, their opinions are overriding the accuracy of the Bible in this case.
Well, they think that I guess the Bible, is inciting. Mm-hmm. And it's problematic to, I guess, chats and conversations.
Well, it's full. It's full of things that you should and shouldn't do. There's at least 10 that come right off the top of my head.
It's kind of the nature.
Yeah. Kind of guidance for life, morals,
basic information before leaving Earth.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm sure God thought of that acronym a long time ago.
He
invented acronyms.
He thought of it.
Hello. Duh.
Committee members further initiated discussions to delete Wikipedia pages the editor created, expressing his biblical views and opposition to policies and practices prohibiting the voicing of opposition to same-sex marriage. Months after the pages were deleted and his complaint rejected, the editor was banned from Wikipedia, partly citing his complaint to the committee. So... Now there's not a voice of opposition or somebody who wants to debate or somebody who's going to say, I don't agree with that.
Right.
You simply eliminate that person.
That's one way.
From your board, and they go bye-bye, and they're silent. Hmm. I mean, do they do that to other books? What if you had a book that was on, subject matter that had to do with alternative lifestyles,
okay. And
somebody wanted to cite that and said, hey, according to, PhD, blah, 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 that this is perfectly harmless or whatever the case may be.
Sure.
When people say, well, you can't use that as any kind of a source. I think they'd be, well, yeah, why not? But why the Bible can't be used? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in other words, you're saying that the Bible carries so much weight that you can't use it because it could incite people.
Well.
So by your very argument, you're saying it carries a vast amount of weight.
And we've decided that we don't want that opinion on our Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of interesting. The Universal Code of Conduct imposed by the foundation applies to sites owned by the foundation, including Wikipedia, along with related events and foundation staff themselves. Plans for the Code of Conduct were first announced back in 2020, prompting significant concern about intervention in the normally self-governing community. A year earlier, the foundation's unprecedented one-year ban of an administrator sparked an editor revolt, leading to the ban being referred in the community body, which overturned the decision. So, I mean, I guess they want it to be open in many ways, but up to a point.
Right.
Like, it's like, yeah, it's you know, there's free speech element to it, but let's not go too far. I mean, the Bible, after all.
Oh, no. Well, you know, it is offensive to those who don't want to follow it.
Well, and it'll be interesting as this newer generation, this Charlie Kirk influenced generation, comes into positions of power.
Yeah.
If what will happen and things like that may possibly change, including Wikipedia, I just, yeah.
Something to watch.
I think it's kind of interesting.
I never really go to Wikipedia for a source of information. I kind of see it the way that I've experienced the AI searches. It's like I'd see something and go, well, I know that's not right. And so that kind of diminishes its, you know, authenticity.
You know, isn't it interesting that, you know, now they have this whole AI dynamic to the search engine, and you know, and it's all over like your phone.
Sure,
I know there's some ways to get rid of some of it, but it's, you know, they spend all this time and energy promoting, pushing this whole idea of AI, when the voice recognition software has gotten worse.
It's awful.
It's
yes, you're right.
A lot worse.
You're absolutely right.
So they've taken away something that people actually utilize and need, and I guess replace that with AI.
All we're saying is read those talk to texts before you hit send, especially if it's to your mama.
Yeah, Betsy.
Or your pastor or somebody. Uh-oh.
And also make sure you know who you're sending it to.
That's important, too.
That's why you put your reading glasses on for some of us first. All right. Foreign-born voters are behind Mom Donnie's huge lead. Shocker. Details on that coming up. Also, we are going to talk to Kat Kamick, Congresswoman, coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Here we are, 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up in just a few minutes, 8:05, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. I don't want you to miss that. She's always great, enlightening, and on topic. But just in case you do miss it, and we know you're busy, we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Oh, how is sweet Melissa doing? Well, more than just an Allman Brothers song, Melissa actually is a tropical storm now. Tropical storm Melissa, packing winds of 50 miles an hour. Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union for this tropical weather update. You've got movement west-northwest at 7 miles an hour. And as I take a look at like the static images and what's going to happen here, it is actually headed straight for Jamaica, which, you know, it looks like it could create a lot of damage because it's predicted it'll turn into a hurricane on Friday. And it's also appears to be pretty slow moving. So if you get this level of intensity and slow movement, usually that escalates the amount of damage that's done. And it looks like it could get very, very close, if not hit Jamaica. So that's where the issue is there. Hurricane season is not over. We continue to monitor and keep an eye on these things for you. And thanks to Radiant Credit Union for this tropical weather update.
You know, that's the thing about, you know, we take trips, we go to Jamaica, we go to the Caribbean, that kind of thing. And you think, wow, this is a place I'd really like to live. And then you come back home and go, oh, except during hurricane season. That is, you do not want to be on one of those islands. You just don't.
No, I wouldn't imagine. Decades of mass legal immigration in New York City have propelled socialist Zoran Mamdani's campaign to be the city's next mayor, according to a new poll published by Patriot Polling. It shows New York City's foreign-born voters are lining up in droves to support Mamdani, an immigrant himself, and his socialist agenda against New York Democrat governor, the former governor, Andrew Cuomo, and lifelong New Yorker Curtis Sliwa. Now, Curtis Sliwa, if he drops out, one poll said that Cuomo would be within striking distance.
Wow.
Now, that's if you get most of Sliwa's votes going to him.
Right.
I don't think Sliwa's votes, any of them would go to Mamdani, but I think some of them would just sit it out and wouldn't vote at all.
And see, that hurts too.
Vote for Cuomo.
When you don't vote, you're voting, actually.
And I heard Curtis Sliwa yesterday claiming that he's been approached by several people that have a lot of money. And he says, I'm telling you right now, stop approaching me. I'm not dropping out. And if you continue, I'll let the law know that you're, you know, attempting to coerce or bribe me or whatever the possible charge could be. So I thought that, yeah, maybe he would take, you know, a substantial enough. I didn't really say the money thing. I thought, you know, maybe Cuomo would say, look, I'm going to give you a, you know, very important position, you know, within the mayoral, you know, cabinet where you could, you know, you'd wield some power and have some say. But I haven't heard that spoken about at all, but he definitely said, you know, buying me off or whatever is completely off the table. So there you go on that. The poll shows Mamdani leading with 43% compared to Cuomo's 32%, and then you've got Sliwa's 19%. And among New York City voters born outside the U.S., Mamdani leads with a whopping 62% compared to Cuomo's 24% compared to Sliwa's 12%. It is interesting because I guess if you could break it down into nationalities, where are these people coming from?
Yes.
Because for so long, a lot of immigrants that came to the U.S. had suffered under communism and or socialism, or their families did, and it was still fresh enough for them to know the signs and to avoid the signs of socialism. And that's why some of our immigrants become some of your most staunch, you know, patriots protecting conservative and family values.
Yeah, we got some regular listeners who came from Cuba and some other countries, and they saw and lived through those times. And when they were looking at the Biden administration, they were saying to me, that's like, this is really concerning. This feels familiar.
And I have spoken to people like that through the years.
Yes.
With very similar. Yep. So I wonder, these folks that are foreign born yet supportive of Mamdani, where are they coming from? The only thing I can think is maybe the Middle Eastern countries, perhaps.
Now that could be likely.
Yeah. All right. Hey, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick, Florida football coach, the next coach. Could that possibly be a topic? It's possible. It's all coming your way on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.